specialty crop news brought to you today by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almonds.com. The Almond Board is announcing new research projects. Director of Sustainability and Environmental Affairs for the Almond Board, Gabrielle Ludwig, tells us more about the projects.
Yeah, so basically the Almond Board was just letting people know how much research we're funding in the production environmental arena. And these are grower dollars that are being spent to try and improve how we grow almonds in California. And so that amount is about $4.7 million in 82 independent research projects. Most of those are somehow with the University of California or with the extension and branch of UC. But we also have projects outside of California, especially on bees.
So what are some of these projects entailing, or what are some of the subjects of the projects?
Well, so the production research traditionally covers areas such as insect management, disease management, what we call horticulture, which is the breeding program, things about like how do you prune the trees, how do you fertilize, how do you irrigate, you know, new technologies in that arena. Those are some of the key areas that production research is funded, whereas the Environmental Committee is typically funded projects that also are about how to grow almonds better, but trying to see other ways we can reduce the environmental impacts or get data that's relevant to some kind of environmental regulation. So having said that, so to give a broad sense of it, I should also say production research funds honeybee health-related projects. So when we look at sort of for this current, or this, well, we're in the current fiscal year for which these projects, we have a number related to improving irrigation management. So, for example, a project trying to see if we can further tweak a leaf monitoring system that measures the plant water status on a leaf, so a grower doesn't have to go out in the middle of the day or have someone from their crew go out in the middle of the day and measure stem leaf water potential. And another project related to water, which is really more about water availability, is trying to understand to what extent can almonds be used for groundwater recharge. So both in terms of the tree health, can the trees handle it, as well as to what extent does the water reach the groundwater, how much difference does it make, is there potential for having things we don't want, like nitrates moving with that water. So it's actually a fairly large project. Another example of a project that we've heavily invested in is with the changing availability of cogeneration facilities is really what do you do with the trees once they get too old and they need to be removed from the orchards? What do you do with that wood, that woody biomass? Traditionally, it's gone to cogenerations and helped produce energy for the state of California. But as that market's been changing, trying to see what alternatives there are, one of them is to continue to grind up the trees, but then instead of hauling them off, is putting that wood back into the soil and letting it over time break down by the soil microbes and provide both soil structure and nutrients to the soil over time. That will be a long-term research project because we're dealing wood, we're dealing trees, we're dealing with soil. Nothing happens very fast there is always what I say when we deal with those components. But we need to understand what it does to the soil, what the benefits and what the costs are to figure out if this is something that would be good for growers to do or when is it not good for growers to do.
And then you said there were also some honeybee projects?
Yeah. So, I mean, in relationship to honeybees, there's a number of projects that we're working on. I mean, we're definitely trying to understand what's the value of supplemental forage. So this is where growers actually plant seeds or hedgerows around or near their almond orchard. Sometimes it can be a cover crop in the orchard that bloom ideally before and after after almond pollination to provide additional natural forage to the honeybees, which is generally considered healthier than them being fed by the beekeeper, which is current practice. So that's one area we've been working on. We've continued to seek better tools to control varroa mite, which is a key insect pest of honeybees. That is quite devastating to honeybees. We continue to work on breeding, helping, essentially looking at can we get more, whether it's varroa mite resistant or other disease resistant bee stock, bee genetics into the system and help enhance honeybee health that way. And we also have several projects trying to understand to what extent do pesticides used during bloom play any role in honeybee health.
So, of course, these projects will take quite a bit of time to complete, but as they're going through them and as they are starting to get completed, where will information about the research projects be available to almond growers?
Yeah, the main source for information to almond growers, if they have not attended our annual conference, so there's actually two sources. But on our website, if you go to almonds.com and then click on grower at the top, then there's a tab that's called resources. And there, there's a link to research material. And there's actually a database with all the research reports and the posters and one-page summaries, which we call updates, available. So if you're just curious, I would suggest click on an update for something and see, okay, is this something I'm interested in? If yes, then you can look at the full report and really dig into the data. That's sort of the main source where all this information is stored. And the posters come from the poster session at the conference. So the other place is attend the December conference, where we give research updates as well as posters from all the research that we fund. And then the third area is that we do try to, as information, new information comes out of these projects that's relevant to growers, we try to do outreach to growers. So it's our newsletters. You might pick something up that we have put out there. Or we have, for example, the nitrogen budgeting tool. That's a calculator on our sustainability website, which is very much based on research that the Almond Board funded on how much nitrogen and when nitrogen should be applied to almonds. So there's different ways we try to get that information out to the growers. And then I should also say the farm advisors themselves, they either have done some of the research or they take information from the research and they extend it in their grower meetings or in their one-on-one meetings.
I think that that is everything. Can you think of anything else that we should include?
I think the only other thing to include would be that what we've also seen over the years is that some of the funding by growers is then leveraged by researchers to get larger grants from either USDA or sometimes CDFA. So just to be aware that many times the grower dollars get leveraged for additional research dollars, which then really can make it a more complete project.
You can find more online at almonds.com. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNet West.